This National News Edition originates from VK1WIA and is rebroadcast throughout Australia and around the world under a common licence published on the WIA website. This WIA National News Service is copyright to the Wireless Institute of Australia, and rebroadcast is authorised only under the provisions of that common licence. WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter Cleave, VK8ZZ.
From Australia, this is the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
It is the WIA National News Service, worldwide SDR radio telescope network to monitor the sky. Immediate past president of ALARA, Michelle VK2AYL, Equatorial Guinea temporarily suspends all amateur radio licences. And editor-in-chief of amateur radio magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH. But wait, there's more, much, much more, in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia for week commencing Sunday, September 28, 2025, and I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au.
Chapter 1.
This is Editor-in-Chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, with more about Issue 5, now on its way by post and to the shelves of selected newsagents throughout Australia. Further from last week's outlining of various articles, we have something for those with dreams of getting aboard the Digital Express. Dave Abel, VK1DJA, details how to go about building digital communication systems on screen in software. No soldering required. Dave's article on homebrewing digital with GNU Radio takes you on a DIY path into software-defined radio, SDR, technologies and techniques. The term GNU Radio refers to a software toolkit for signal processing that is used in software-defined radios, SDR, providing free, non-proprietary software to build radio systems. The article comes complete with an acronym converter so that you don't get lost among the DSPs and GUIs essential to the topic. As Dave says, digital signal processing is a versatile and powerful addition to a homebrewer's skills. Under the umbrella of Your WIA Working For You, Publications Committee member Bruce Kendall, VK3WL, has a commendably short article on why a claim that a deal between the ACMA, Department of Defence and WIA denied us the 5 MHz band is bunkum. And to ensure that the entire amateur radio community has access to this information that debunks the disinformation on 5 MHz in VK, we've posted it to the Amateur Radio Magazine Issue 5 webpage for download. That means it will be there in perpetuity. For enthusiasts of the shortwave bands, we have a solar cycle update that considers the key questions of these exciting times. Are we there yet? And did we miss it? Meanwhile, beyond the pleasure and pain of the HF bands, VHF, UHF and microwave band enthusiasts have been out on hilltops and verandas spending mad winter days, making and breaking distance records. The word I just used, MAD, is an acronym for Microwave Activity Day. Not a field day, but a day to get out on the hilltops and test the equipment and see what you can do. With spring in full swing, with glorious summer to follow, it's contesting season. Trent Sampson, VK4TS, has advice on the perfect radio fix for the time-poor amateur. Get into contesting. It offers something unique in amateur radio, a chance to condense weeks of operating into a single weekend. For those of us who struggle to find an hour here or there, says Trent, contesting delivers the ultimate radio fix on hyperdrive. In an article possibly yet to come, I suspect Trent will explain the fun to be had with speed soldering and marathon construction methods. Can hardly wait. Hold on, there's more. the Ilara column, below 25. Over to you, West News, the regular WIA DX awards tables, and so on. This issue of AR Magazine is brought to you by the numbers 5 and 9 and the letter B. More guts, less gab, no bunkum. Serving hams across Australia since 1933. Proudly produced and printed in Australia. I'm Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, for VK1WIA News.
Australiana. Ilara this year has celebrated 50 years, and you can relive lots of the year's celebrations next year right in your own home shack. Michelle joins us with news of their 2026 calendar.
To celebrate our 50th anniversary of Ilara, the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, a 2026 calendar has been published of members and memories. If you would like to purchase a calendar, the cost is $33, including postage within Australia. Email publicity@ilara.org.au to order a copy. For international postage costs, please also send an email. This is Michelle, VK2AYL.
Plans to mandate passkey adoption by end of this year. Vic Roads is set to phase out passwords for its registration and licensing services as part of an effort to strengthen cybersecurity and streamline access for its 5 million users, it was reported in IT News. Passkeys are way faster and provide a high volume success rate. And most importantly, passkeys saved a lot of costs, as they are much cheaper in terms of operational costs compared to SMS one-time passwords in large-scale applications and organisations like Vic Roads. A highly specialised drone research fleet is providing the opportunity for Australian researchers to fast-track a range of projects, from solving daily traffic snarls to targeting, monitoring and protection of coral reefs. The University of Queensland Drones Collaborative Research Platform offers both aircraft and significant piloting and technical expertise to assist with corporate, government and academic projects. The expanding fleet of about 30 drones is managed by a team at UQ's Sustainable Minerals Institute, with custom models built in UQ labs, including the heavy lift Earth drone. About the size of a single mattress, it features 8 rotors and can drop and retrieve sensors used for geoscience research using a retractable arm with applications including remote water sampling and ground scanning.
Chapter 2.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. First up to Equatorial Guinea. The government of Equatorial Guinea temporarily has suspended all amateur radio licences. This decision follows the revelation of a case involving a foreign amateur radio operator who gained access to sensitive areas with unauthorised equipment. The authorities are committed to establishing a new regulatory framework that guarantees effective control over the use of telecommunications frequencies and equipment in accordance with national security requirements. The information was first reported on the 10th of September. I'd like to think most of us have seen or are aware of those massive radomes used by the Bureau of Meteorology. Imagine one almost destroyed by Mother Nature. That's what's happened in New Zealand, where following a massive lightning strike that hit Westland Rain Radar near Hokitika, the radar has sustained significant damage and repairs will be complex. The radar is to remain offline for an extended period. How could a lightning strike cause this? A 156,000 amp lightning strike. The New Zealand national average is around 29 kiloamps, so that's about 5 times more powerful than a typical Bolt 4NZ. That's enough energy to power an average home for over 2 years. A lightning strike can heat the air it passes through to about 30,000 degrees Celsius. This is about 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun. Unleashing a blinding flash, deafening thunder, and a shockwave strong enough to destroy the radome. Moisture in nearby structures likely vaporized instantly, leading to explosive damage. Needless to say, this kind of strike can fry electronics and overwhelm even robust grounding systems. And that weather that struck our radar took the full hit. ARRL has launched a grassroots campaign throughout the USA aimed at securing the passage of federal legislation that would grant amateur radio operators the same rights to install antennas on their property as those enjoyed by users of TV antennas, wireless internet and flagpoles. The campaign follows the reintroduction of the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act in February 2025. The bipartisan bills are designed to prevent Restrictive Homeowners Association, HOA, rules that currently prohibit or severely limit the installation of amateur radio antennas, even when such antennas are hidden in trees, placed in attics, mounted on vehicles, or look like flagpoles. This legislation is about restoring equal rights to licensed amateur radio operators, said ARRL President Rick Roderick. Well, you may not work them, but you may hear them. Once again, Italian radio amateurs have been authorised to use the 40 MHz band until the end of the year. They're permitted to operate from 40.660 MHz to 40.700 MHz with a maximum power of 10 watts. The Italian regulator has given permission until the 31st of December also for 70.1, 70.2 and 70.3 MHz. Radio Communication Foundation trustee Andy Webster, Gulf 7 Uniform Hotel November, will be at this year's RSGB convention to deliver a fascinating lecture on using radio technology to engage and inspire non-radio amateurs. In particular, he'll look at this within STEM, science, technology, engineering and math education settings, using the subject to connect with young people. Matthew Phillips, Gulf 6 Whiskey Papa Juliet, will also be at the convention where he will be discussing the use of low-power software-defined radio to rejuvenate medium and shortwave broadcasting. AM radio for every vehicle bill advances. We brought you this story, well, over 2 years ago. Help save AM radio in your car. And it would seem like the wheels of the US Congress indeed turn slowly. However, this issue has not died, and it appears to be closer to passage in Washington. More than two-thirds of the U.S. House of Representatives have now signed on to co-sponsor a bill seeking to block automakers from removing AM radio from new vehicles, a move supporters say is essential for public safety and emergency communications. As of mid-September, the measure has attracted 296 co-sponsors in the House, easily surpassing the two-thirds threshold, with members from both parties lining up behind it. In the Senate, a companion bill has secured 61 co-sponsors, also demonstrating bipartisan support and giving the proposal strong momentum in both chambers. The push to preserve AM radio has also become a symbolic debate over technology, tradition and safety. Lawmakers say the issue resonates with constituents who may not listen to AM daily, but want it available when disaster strikes. Rural representatives have been especially vocal, pointing out that their districts rely heavily on AM signals that cut through terrain where cell service is unreliable. For WIA National News in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
Chapter 3.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Alara Contest 2025. Winners are grinners. Stacey, VK2SJC with 476 is the top-scoring Australian YL and receives this year's trophy. Alicia, VK2FASH, just 6 points behind, is the runner-up to top-score YL. With 292 is Leonard, VK7QP, the top score of a VK7 member, and then Dina, VK6DEE, with 234 is the top score YL using a Go Link, and also a top score for a VK6LR member. The CQ Worldwide DX Radio Contest runs from 0000 hours UTC on Saturday the 27th to 2359 hours UTC on Sunday the 28th of September. Using radio on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal port and CQ zone. Oceania DX OCDX contest. The OCDX contest is Oceania's only international style contest, where contacts with stations all over the globe are able to participate. and the phone section is next weekend, 4 and 5 October, with the CW the weekend after, 11-12 October. Yoda Contest December. The Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club are hosting the inaugural VK Yoda Contest the entire month of December. Then just 3 days from the end of what we call the VK Yoda Contest comes round 3 of the Yoda Contest, organised by the IAA Region 1 Youth Working Group, in cooperation with the Hungarian Amateur Radio Society. December 29. A great way to gain extra points for the VK Contest organised by Fisher's Ghost AR Club. WRTC announced HQ site in England. Organisers of next year's World Radio Sport Team Championship have announced the location of the event's headquarters as being the market town of St Neil's in Cambridge. Organisers have identified 3 hotels close to the event where activities will take place from the 8th through to the 14th of July. WRTC2026.org/. Now the Dex window to the world. Special event call VI8POL is on air until tomorrow, the 29th of September, celebrating the annual National Police Week in Australia. QSL is via VK5PAS. More information on VI8POL can be found on QRZ.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Every second counts at WWV.
WW0WV. The WWV Amateur Radio Club will host special event stations using the call sign WW0WWV to celebrate the 106th anniversary of WWV. The event is timed to last 96 hours from 0 hours UTC October 2 through 23:59 hours October 5, 2025. Suggested frequencies are the decimal 48s, 7048 MHz CW, 7.248 MHz SSB, for example.
For a good time, call 555-4-WWB.
Celebrating the 68th anniversary of Malaysia's independence, 31 August 1957, members of Terengganu DX, West Malaysia, are active as 9M1957M until Tuesday, September 30. They are operating SSB, CW and FT8 on 8 of the 10 metres. Angola. A team of Spanish and Portuguese operators will be active as D2A from Nila Wanda, Angola, between 17 and 28 October. The activities to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the independence of Angola. That call, D2A. For WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
Media Watch, Texas Radio Shortwave. For shortwave band listeners, Texas Radio Shortwave will be active during October with a couple of special channels. Frequencies used will be 6160 kHz and 3975 kHz. Now, mainly for European audiences, but worth trying to log them here from VK, these will be transmitted from Germany using either 1 kilowatt into a cross dipole or 10,000 watts into a vertical antenna. Specific times and further information can be found at the Texas Radio Shortwave Facebook page.
Chapter 4.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
And a very good day to you. Worldwide special interest groups, astronomy and wireless weather. Worldwide SDR telescope network to monitor the sky. The WOW at Home project, inspired by the famous WOW signal detected in 1977, is advancing its effort to establish a global network of small, software-defined radio SDR telescopes dedicated to searching for transient astrophysical events and potential techno-signatures. Testing of hardware and software continues, though progress has been slowed by the shortage of low-noise amplifiers, LNAs, a key component expected back in stock soon. Project organisers note that the original WOW signal was strong enough to have been detected by a modest home telescope, underscoring the scientific value of a distributed approach. A worldwide network of small radio telescopes offers distinct advantages compared to professional observatories. These low-cost systems can operate autonomously around the clock, providing continuous sky monitoring that large instruments cannot sustain. The prototype WOW at Home telescope is a Meridian-style system modelled after the Big Ear telescope used in the Ohio State SETI project. With a fixed elevation and a wide 25-degree beam, the telescope surveys a full 360-degree strip of sky each day as the Earth rotates. Over time, multiple passes yield full sky coverage. Worldwide Special Interest Groups Final Frontier. Nigeria calling. This was no scam call, but a call to the ISS via Belgium and South Africa that originated in Nigeria. In a landmark moment for Nigeria's space sector, students from 20 schools in the Federal Capital Territory, Abuja, had a once-in-a-lifetime interaction with astronaut Zena Cardman aboard the International Space Station. The National Space Research and Development Agency, in its strides to position the country among global players in the space sector, connected via amateur radio on the International Space Station, ARIS, to give the students a lifetime experience. The program was moderated in Belgium through the manned ground station ZS6JON in South Africa. The event marks Nigeria's entry into direct human contact with space exploration and represents more than symbolism. It's a milestone for science education, technological advancement, and empowering young people to dream bigger. Open letter from AMSAT SM highlights need for full duplex handheld radio. The AMSAT SM group in Sweden has issued an open letter to several major amateur radio manufacturers calling for the development of a new handheld transceiver with true full duplex capability. The initiative, led by Lars Thunberg, SM0TGU, highlights the strong demand within the satellite operating community for modern equipment that supports simultaneous transmit and receive on different bands without desense. The letter was sent to a dozen manufacturers, including ICOM, Kenwood, Yaesu, Baofeng, and Anydone. These companies represent both long-established Japanese firms and newer Chinese brands that have introduced a wide variety of handhelds in recent years. While today's radios often feature APRS, GPS, Bluetooth, and USB-C charging, none currently provide the full duplex FM capability needed for effective satellite operation. AMSAT SM emphasised that full duplex operation is vital for amateur satellite use, allowing operators to hear their own downlink while transmitting. This feature was present in older, now discontinued models, such as the Kenwood THD-72, but is missing from all currently produced handhelds. The group argued that satellite operators would be willing to pay a premium for this capability, and that manufacturers could capture a unique market by stepping into this, dare we say it, space. Worldwide Special Interest Groups IOTA, Islands on the Air, a new IOTA, AS-178. AT2AH is the call sign issued to the de-expedition to Hope Island, AS-178, a new one for IOTA, which is scheduled to take place now until October 2nd. And OC reminders, OC-002, Christmas Island, VK9QO, October 3rd to 7th, OC-047, H44MS, Malaita Island, in the Solomons until November the 25th, then a small break, followed by more activity next year, from January 25th to April 10th. OC-054, Wallace Island, FW5K, 20th of October to 7th of November, and OC-066, TX9XG, Rangiroa Atoll, April 1st to 8th, 2026. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Alan, VK2COD, with news relating to IOTA.
Thank you, Bruce. Our Australian Army Cadet Drone Racing Team is scoring big in the UK. Cadet CUO Reese Sub 20, James CUO Zach Shutterspeed Melvane, and Captain AAC James Griffith left Sydney on 12th September for London to participate in the Military International Drone Racing Tournament, or MIDRT 2025. After landing at 5 a.m. in the UK, the team spent the day fighting jet lag with a trip to the historic university town of Oxford. The team then continued their travels to the Royal Military Academy Sandhurst, where the tournament is being held. After a challenging first day, CUO James and CUO Melvain came in second in the final heat. Day 2 of qualifying was a very successful day for the team. CUO James finished in 10th position and CUO Melvain finished in 7th position. On the final day of the tournament, shutter speed and sub 20 both achieved amazing results, placing first and second respectively in the cadet class. Congrats go to Zachary and Reese. During the tournament, they took the opportunity to share their experience with members of the Allied militaries, including the UK, the US, and Philippines. Being great ambassadors for Australia that they are, the two CUOs also took an opportunity to introduce the British Army cadets to the fast-paced world of drone racing. All set against the historic backdrop of the Royal Military Academy, Sandhurst. For many of the British cadets, this was their very first time flying racing drones, and their enthusiasm was sky high. Congrats and well done goes to Zachary and Rose. For WIA National News, I'm Alan, VK2COD in Sydney.
Thanks, Alan. Worldwide Special Interest Groups Rescue Radio. When wildfires in the US tore through parts of Altadena and the Palisades in January, many amateur radio operators lost more than their homes. They also lost the equipment that kept them connected during power and phone outages, and pieces of a hobby that brought them community. Now, the San Fernando Valley Amateur Radio Club, W6SD, is stepping in to help those hams rebuild their stations. Richard Franke, president of W6SD, said, "We're probably the oldest amateur radio club in Southern California," and said, "We're 70-plus years old." The goal with this drive is to identify licensed amateur radio operators in Altadena and the Palisades who have lost equipment and match them with radios and antennas that can get them back on the air. Franke noted that even a simple wire antenna can be built with modest materials, but radios are harder to replace. That is where the club's lending and donation program comes in. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF from sunny Bendigo.
Who listens to radio?
This is Ron, VK3AFW.
This is Graham, VK4CEG from the Brisbane Amateur Radio Club.
This is Nathan, VK5DAD, hi all.
Hello everyone, this is Maria, VK5MAZ.
That's all. 2025, it's a date.
VK2, West Lakes Field Day, 8 a.m. October 26 on the club grounds. In VK4, Townsville Amateur Radio Club's Cardwell Gathering Field Day, October 3 at Monunga Creek Caravan and Park Camp. VK5, AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronics Sale, Sunday the 26th of October at David Roche Park, Kilbourne. The VKFF National Get-Together happens October 24-27 in Canberra. QTEC 2025, a two-day conference, Saturday the 1st and Sunday the 2nd of November, Kedron Wavell RSL in Brisbane. Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society's 2025 Hamfest, November 9. VK7, Myina Hamfest, Saturday, November 15, 10 a.m. In VK3, Rosebud Radio Fest, Eastbourne Primary School at Rosebud, November 16. The Picton Hamfest in VK2, November 23, the Picton Showground, 8 a.m. In VK8, the Darwin Amateur Radio Club's Christmas Party, 6:30 p.m., December 3. And December 7, WIA Affiliated Clubs Briefing Webinar. Now, till next we meet, I am Graham, I am VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service.
This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.